And don't do it in a personal thing between you and Peter.
Thank you for calling.
What? Who are you replying to for what? Just hold on until I get off the phone. Don't do anything.
Financial Pacific, this is Molly.
Hi, Molly. This is Kara at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm good, and you're kind of cutting out. I hear Kara. Oh, what was the name of the company you're from?
Bank of Cardiff. Molly, can you hear me?
Yeah, Bank of Cardiff. Okay, are you...
I believe you called me on Friday about Morris MLM Enterprise because they weren't paying.
Uh-huh, you are a broker then. Okay, let's see. From which company was it that we were calling about?
Morris MLM Enterprises.
Norris. Okay, hold on.
Morris, as in Morris.
Okay, yeah, I remember it was Morris, but there was another name. That's Morris is their...
Yeah, their DBA is Wingstop.
Wingstop, there we go, that was the one. Okay, let me get in there really quick and see if we can... Wingstop. And that was Morris, yeah. Okay, Kara, yeah, thank you. Thanks for getting back to me. Did you get a hold of them? Were you able to talk to somebody there?
Yeah, we were, and they sent us a voided check for a different account. They want to ACH. Can I just send that to you in an email?
We can set up with ACH, but they've already bounced. Okay, so, well, I'll talk to my supervisor and see if we can get them on. So they're going to go ahead and set up an ACH, and I can go ahead and draw one of the payments right now?
Yeah, for a different account, though. They sent away a check for a different account. They want to switch their account.
They want to switch accounts, and it's a different one. Yeah, because right now we've already had two returns on this. I'm going to have to make sure that my supervisor will allow me to set it up. But okay, yeah, if you can send that over. And why were they not getting back to us, did they say? Or we calling the wrong number?
I'm not sure. They didn't say that. I didn't have my rep ask either, though. I can have her ask. Or if you want to tell me the number you're using, I can confirm that's the number I have in my system.
Yeah, I've only got two phone numbers for them, and one of them is 916-691-1011.
Hold on 1 second. I'm opening it right now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. So you have, repeat the number again?
The phone number, I actually talked to Michael, I guess. So he did talk to me. But anyway, the number I have is 916-691-1011. And then I also have another one that looks like I did talk to him on that is 916-996-7670.
Yeah, our main phone number for Michael is 916-966-7670.
Is it 996 or 966?
My system's reading... Oh, we have both 996 and 966. How annoying.
It should be 996 is what we have, and I've actually talked to him, so...
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so he has... Because he told me to rerun the ACH. Let me see. What did he say here? He said, go ahead and run it. And he gave me an email address. If you could go ahead and send the new one over, I'll check to see if it's the same one, or else maybe I should run by that with you. Do you want me to tell you what I have here?
Yeah.
Let me see if I can look at what we actually had put in on file. So... Okay, what is the account number that you have there?
It looks like it's 2504310596.
Yep, that's already different than what I've got here. Okay, yeah, because mine starts as 90166. Okay. Yeah, if you could send me over that information, we'll go ahead and I'll run the payment then, and we'll get them set up for the next cycle, as long as that as long as I get my supervisor to do that, we may have to, I mean, at least I'll have the bank account information and be able to set them up for this one payment on that. But I don't know if they can go forward, if they will let them do it going forward, because we bounced two of them already.
Okay, cool. What's your email?
It's MMOE.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at finpac.com.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Carl, for doing that for me. I appreciate it.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye.